The thing on charcoal grills, the Weber kettle's got to be your biggest charcoal grill out there.
So cleaning
it. There.
What is the tip there?
So I mean, what they don't do is they don't take the ash out of it. And then you get some winter moisture and whatnot, and it collects with that ash, and there's acid in that, right? So it tends to eat out the pan, and you might have like a hole ready to happen on the bottom of your kettle. And if you don't have deck protection down, or even if you have minimal deck protection, you might be seeing some little red things dropping. And if it's during the day, you might not notice them. At night, they're a little more obvious, but right. You don't want to burn your house down because you were too cheap to get a new grill or put proper grill protection down on your deck.
Yeah, and if that hole happens, here's the other thing, is now that thing's sucking a lot of air because it doesn't have a damper on it. It's going to draw air through there. Your flame's going to get hotter, and the chances of that thing dropping a hot ember is even better now because, one, there's a hole, and two, it's getting a lot of air, so it's going to get hotter quicker.
Yeah.
So if you pulled your charcoal grill out and there's a caked-on layer of gunk on the bottom of it where that ash has drawn moisture and it's turned into this paste, scrape it out of there. Use an old spatula is probably the easiest thing to do. One, it's a little flexible, and you just scrape that stuff down, pull it out of there, and then let it dry before you start to cook on it again because there'll be some residual moisture.
And if you see that it's corroding and rusty, you can actually put a couple layers of foil down. It'll make your next clean out much easier.